Digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
What's going on with Jack Bauer?
The operation wasn't completely successful. They do have Saunders' daughter, but they were unable to remain covert.
So Saunders knows we have her?
No, not yet, but CTU is estimating he'll find out within the hour. The deadline for his next demand is going to be up here in about 15 minutes. Now, giving this guy a list of every foreign operative on our payroll is an act of treason.
I will not give in to Saunders' latest demand.
We've run out of time. We need you to call your father.
And tell him what?
Anything. We just want you to keep him on the line.
Jane?
Hi, Dad.
What's wrong? I told you I need to use this number in an emergency.
Someone is monitoring the call.
They've got it.
There's a man named Jack Bauer with you, isn't there? Hand the phone to him.
You know how many vials I have and what I'm capable of.
You know what I'm capable of, too.
Stephen Saunders, it's Jack Bauer. You're completely surrounded. The president has refused to capitulate to any further demands. The only way you're getting out of this thing alive is coming through the front door with your hands on your head.
That's just not exactly true, Jack. I'd like to offer you congratulations on your wife
eluding infection from the virus.
How do you know about my wife?
I don't know exactly what they're doing to her, Tony, but I did instruct them to leave her barely functional so that we can return her to you.
There are five agents watching the northeast exit of this building. Send them to the front entrance. Michelle will be dead if you don't do what I say.
This is Tony Almeida.
What are we doing?
Move everyone to the front now.
Get in your car, move to the front of the building. Down, down!
The following takes place between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m.
Jack and Chase siege the building.
Move the team up to support.
Stephen Saunders, this is your final warning. Come out of the building now.
British Sky Broadcasting presents 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, Carlos Bernard as Tony Almeida, and Dennis Haysbert as President Palmer. Created by Joel Surnow and Robert Cochran, voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency.
Smoke them out.
Release tear gas.
We're go.
SWAT teams launch gas grenades from their rifles. They smash through windows and billow smoke into Saunders' room.
Send them in.
Perimeter teams, move in. Move in.
All right, boys, let's go. Let's go.
One now, move.
As the teams rush forward, Jack stays back in a command position.
Bigger!
Why aren't you covering the south perimeter?
CTU moved us off our position. They said you needed us out front.
What are you talking about? Why would they do that?
They said the sat feed showed Saunders moving toward a blind spot in the front of the building.
Chase bursts into Saunders' room.
They're down there. Check that room. Okay.
All teams respond. I repeat, all teams respond. Any sign of Saunders?
Car lights clear!
Jack, we're in.
Still no sign of him.
Who gave you that order?
Tony.
Move your team back to their mark now. Move!
CTU Almeida.
Tony, it's Jack. Baker just told me you pulled his team out of position.
I was working off the information I had.
It was bad information. You should have cleared it with me.
Somebody in my team made a mistake. I'm looking into it now.
Tony, that's an unacceptable mistake. I have tactical command in the field. If you can't run CTU, you better replace yourself with someone who can. Chase, check in.
Yeah, Jack. We've covered the entire building. He's not here.
Damn it!
Saunders doesn't seem to be in the building.
What do you mean he's not in there? He's got to be in there.
He's gone. What were you just telling Jack about someone in your group making a mistake?
Look, never mind, Chloe. Adam, are you sure we tracked Saunders to the right building?
Of course we did, Tony. He was in there when Jack made that phone call. I'm pulling up in the imagery now to find out what went wrong.
All right, look, I'll take care of that. You stay with Chloe. Cover the site teams.
Adam and Chloe look at each other in uncomprehending disbelief. 9:04. Tony makes his way to Tech One and taps in an authorization code into the central console. He brings up a satellite sequence showing Saunders leaving the siege building. and deleted in one stroke of the keyboard. Saunders contacts Tony as he walks briskly away from capture.
Almeida.
I hope you covered your tracks and purged the incriminating satellite frames.
I did what you wanted me to. Now, where's my wife?
Not so fast. I like to do things in phases. You should know that by now. That was phase one. Next, we have to talk about my daughter.
What about her?
I want her back, of course.
Yeah, well, I want my wife back.
Then there should be no problem. Where's Jane now?
She's on her way here. She should be here in about 5 minutes.
Good. When she gets there, pick the men to guard her and make sure they will follow your orders without question. If any harm comes to my daughter, your wife dies. If Jane is not released when I order it, your wife dies. That's all you need to know. Are we clear?
Tony, are you in there? Tony, President Palmer's on the line for you.
I'll do my part, you do yours.
Tony.
That's the spirit.
Tony, are you there?
Adam, I'm here.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Put the president through.
Okay, hang on.
This is Tony Almeida.
Please hold for the president.
Mr. Almeida, I just heard you lost Stephen Saunders. Is that true?
Yes, sir, unfortunately it is.
I thought CTU was certain of his location. What happened?
We're looking into it now, sir.
Does Saunders know we're holding his daughter?
Yes, sir, he does. And she's obviously very important to him.
Is Jane Saunders with you now?
No, she's on her way here right now, sir.
Mr. Almeida, I don't have to remind you how much security we're going to need around her today. She is the only thing that is standing between us and Stephen Saunders controlling the government.
Yes, Mr. President. We're aware of that.
Good. Keep me posted.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
9:07. Wayne reviews election footage.
Serious damage to your campaign?
Oh, absolutely not. My record on labor speaks for itself. Remember, I voted against NAFTA, and I favor tax incentives for domestic manufacturing.
And what about the other endorsements you lost?
Well, the leadership...
Who did he lose?
AFL-CIO and a couple of veteran groups.
Wow.
Senator, apparently they're not pleased with his negative spin on your withdrawal from the debate.
Now the threat level's been raised to red, people realize you aren't the one playing politics, he is.
We can't waste time thinking about the election right now. The only thing that matters... stopping Stephen Saunders. Would you come with me, please? Excuse us, Jerry.
Yes. We will be scheduling a press conference very shortly, and we'll address all these issues at that time. Again, thanks very much. Good day.
Chase at the scene.
No, Adam. He was in the building. We found the room he was using. I just want to know how he got out.
We're working on it, Chase. I'll call you when we get something.
Good.
What'd you say?
I don't understand this, Jack. The pinpoint of Saunders' location, he disappears in the thin air. Now CTU says they're having problems with the satellite.
We'll look into it. Baker, this is Jack. I want two teams on patrol, two more on standby. Copy?
What about us?
We want to see to you. I want to be with Saunders' daughter when he calls us back.
All right.
9:08. Jack and Chase climb into the four-track and head back to CTU.
How did Saunders get past us? We had every exit covered. Do you have access to our tracking systems?
CTU, O'Brien.
Chloe, it's Jack. What are you working on?
We're all trying to pick up a thread on Saunders. I'm analyzing his last phone call to you to see if there's any tell on the carrier.
Look, is it possible that he wasn't even in the building, that he was just routing his calls through there?
No, he did that earlier at the apartment. Now that I have his counterfeit signature, he wouldn't be able to do it without our knowing it.
Okay, get back to me as soon as you've got anything. Something's not right here.
Jack and Chase exchange worried glances. Meanwhile, back at CTU, Kim arrives with Jane Saunders. Agent Forrester quickly jumps out of the front seat and settles the paperwork with CTU security. Agents escort Jane inside.
This is CTU?
Yes.
Kim, your father wants you to know that he and Chase are on their way back.
With Saunders?
No.
Why not?
He wasn't in the building. They're still trying to locate him.
They haven't captured my father?
No.
But he knows you guys have me, right?
Yes, he does.
Agent Forrester, Tony Almeida.
Tony.
We're going to be putting the Saunders in a holding room.
I was told you were setting up a white room for him.
Yeah, that's changed. If you walk her to the back, security will take it from there.
I'll be fine. Okay.
How are you doing?
I can't believe that Saunders escaped. I mean, how could this happen? I thought that he was surrounded.
It happened. Look, Ray Plachecki's coming here to talk to you. You're gonna have to answer some questions about the shooting at the library.
Okay. Look, I heard the news about Michelle.
What news?
That she isn't infected.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really glad that she's okay. That's great.
Yeah, thanks.
A sickened expression leeches across Tony's face. He peers through a glass partition and watches security guards lead Jane towards a secure room. Under the intensity of Tony's desperate glare, Jane throws back a look of anxious discomfort. Meanwhile, Michelle is led bound and gagged into a derelict room. Two henchmen force her into a chair, remove a hood from her frightened head, and lock the door behind them. Tape stops her mouth. ...9/11. End of part one. 9:15. Chloe notices that some of the satellite footage is missing from the Saunders operation. She rushes over to Adam, who is deeply embroiled in a private phone conversation.
There's no way to be exactly sure. Some people don't show symptoms for 5 or 6 hours.
Adam?
Didn't they talk to you about your options?
Adam, I need to talk to you now.
Sarah, hold up. I'm talking to my sister right now.
The one who got infected with the virus?
I'm not even gonna answer that, Chloe.
I'm sorry. I'll just wait here until you're done.
Chloe.
Adam, I'm sorry. This is really important. I just need you to finish up as quickly as you can.
Sarah, I'm gonna have to call you back as soon as I can, okay? I love you. What?
I checked with satellite navigation. They said there are missing frames, and they're certain it's on our end.
What about the backup on the FGA volume?
Gone. Not only that, they cover about 20 seconds, so if Saunders did escape the building, it was within that exact interval.
So there was a glitch at exactly the wrong moment?
Yeah, what are the chances of that?
Not good.
So I'm thinking Saunders has access to our system.
Did you tell Tony yet?
No, I want more information before I go to him. But I checked with field ops, and all their systems are accounted for. I need you to do the same in comm.
Do you really think there's someone inside CTU working for Saunders?
Well, it's the only thing that makes sense right now. So if you could just do that, and then you could call your sister back.
Adam returns to his workstation and checks through the comm files. 9:17. Tony makes his way to the observation room and persuades the security guard to let him talk to Jane.
You need me to get to my father. So threatening to kill me or harm me is the only tool you have to use against him. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're right. We need your father to believe we'll do anything to get him. But we're not gonna hurt you. I give you my word.
Word?
Yeah, my word. I run this office and I will personally protect you.
What about Kim's father? They told her that he's on his way back here.
What about him?
He scares me. I got the feeling he's willing to hurt me.
Nobody's gonna hurt you. Right?
I wish I could believe you.
Almeida.
Is Jane arrived?
Yeah.
Where is she?
She's here.
Put her on.
No. You have my wife. I want to talk to her first.
You don't give me orders.
You're wrong. I have your daughter, which means I'm in charge. Now, if you so much as touch my wife, I will slit Jane's throat.
Hold on.
Saunders marches into the next room where Michelle is being held and rips the tape off from her mouth.
Sorry for your discomfort. Hopefully it's temporary. Uncuff her. I'm going to let you speak to your husband. Tell him that you're okay and you're being treated well. Nothing more. Understood?
An intent man holds a pistol towards her head as she cradles the cell phone to her ear.
Tony, it's me.
Michelle.
They won't let me say much.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. I'm being treated well. Don't let them do this, Thomas.
No.
Michelle.
Let me speak with my daughter, Mr. Almeida.
It's your father. He wants to talk to you.
Dad?
Yes, Jane. It's me.
They're saying horrible things about you.
That's what they do. Don't believe any of it.
The virus in the hotel that's killing all of those people? You didn't do that. Please tell me that you didn't do that.
Listen to me, Jane. The U.S. government distorts the truth and destroys lives. Don't listen to any of it. It's all lies.
Then you didn't do it?
I'd never do something without good cause. You know that.
You know that. That's all. Let's do this.
How long will it take for you to get her out of the building?
I have to fabricate some clearances. It's going to take me about 30 to 40 minutes.
Contact me as soon as you clear a CTU. Take down this number.
Adam and Chloe.
You were right. Someone from Tony's group purged the frames from the surveillance feed.
Do you know who?
It was a no-name login. It could have been from Hero Division. I better tell Tony so we can lock down the system.
Okay. CT O'Brien. This is Sunny Mazur from Health Services.
Sunny, what can I do for you?
Have you heard from Michelle Dessler in the last half hour?
No, she was sent to your office for observation.
Well, that's actually why I'm calling. We got a message that she asked to be taken to county instead, but she's not at county and she's definitely not here. We can't get a hold of her.
I'll check on it and get back to you.
All right, thanks.
Davis.
Davis, give me Mike Redman. He's with Michelle Dessler.
All right.
9:22.
He's not answering.
What do you mean he's not answering? He's active. He has to answer.
He's not answering.
Okay, I heard you the first time.
And you sure about this?
Yes, Tony, of course I'm sure. There are 79 users in your group, and one of them's been playing games with the uplink recording.
All right, well, we're gonna have to lock everything down then.
Well, obviously, I agree. You want me to do it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is it?
Something weird's happening with Michelle.
What do you mean?
No one can find her, and Redmond's not answering his pages.
That's because I overrode NHS's order. I didn't want them to know about it. I'm putting Michelle in quarantine in one of our substations so she can still do some work. I need every warm body I can get.
What am I going to tell Mazur?
I'll call her. There's something else I want you to do.
What is it?
I'm sending you the record of a phone call between Saunders and myself from a few minutes ago.
You just spoke to him?
Yeah, I want you to strip away the carrier signal, see if you can use it to find him.
What about the voice track?
He's scrambling. It's useless.
Fine.
Chloe, do it in Tech One, away from everybody. I don't want Adam to know about it.
Why not?
Well, technically it's his job. But you're better at it.
Chloe stops at the door and turns.
Why did you just say that?
Because it's true.
Tony looks nervously over his shoulder. 9:24. End of part two. Keeler's campaign office.
Keeler campaign headquarters,
Damn it, Mark. You assured me that going on the offensive against Palmer was the right thing to do. Now it's backfiring.
Come on, John. That's not fair. Palmer walks out of the debate moments after you brought up the charge against his girlfriend. Everyone assumed that the whole national security excuse was just a cover.
Well, apparently it wasn't. The alert levels at Red and the airports are shut down.
I know.
All right. Palmer still hasn't told the public any of the details about this threat. Call Alex in the Pentagon, see what you can find out about it. Depending on what it turns out to be, I may need to be proactive and issue an apology.
Yeah. What's this about?
All right, hold on. It's Sherry Palmer. She wants to come here in 5 minutes.
Why?
She wouldn't say. Except that it's a high-value proposition, and she wants to present it face-to-face.
Set it up.
All right. The senator will be here.
This should be interesting.
9:30. Jack and Chase arrive back at CTU.
Offload the systems of field ops.
I'll be right up.
Adam, where's Tony?
He's with Jane Saunders. Kim's waiting to be debriefed on the shooting, and I'm working with NHS.
NHS, why aren't you tracking Saunders?
I don't know. Tony put Chloe in charge of that.
Well, where's Chloe?
Tech One.
Why isn't she in field ops?
You haven't talked to Tony yet?
About what?
Jack, it looks like someone from Tony's group intentionally wiped out those sat frames from Saunders' surveillance. That's how he was able to evade us.
What?
Adam, NHS wants those coordinates now, or they're going to have to widen the quarantine zone.
Okay. That's all I know, Jack. I gotta get back on this.
Okay, fine.
Jack takes a good look around the office and makes a quick assessment. Tony and Jane.
We may be moving you in a few minutes.
Where?
To division.
What's that?
Yeah.
Tony, it's Jack. I need to speak with you. Meet me outside the observation room.
Yeah, right. I'll be right back.
9:31. Tony leaves Jane brooding her reflection in the observation room's two-way mirror.
Jack, what the hell's going on?
Adam just told me that you think that you've got someone on the inside working with Saunders.
Well, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but I have Chloe working on it.
What's she doing?
She's taking a look at the status logs to see if she can find anything out of the ordinary.
Tony, if this is true, we've got to call division. Get spec ops down here immediately.
Yeah, I thought about that, but I don't want to raise any red flags. If someone in our group is working with Saunders, I don't want them to know that we're onto them.
Okay, fine. You and I will work this up together, but I want Division to come pick up Jane Saunders so they can continue questioning her.
Good idea.
I'll call Brad Hammond. I'll meet you in Tech One. We'll go through everything with Chloe.
No, wait, Jack. Look, I have a 30-minute status call scheduled to Hammond anyway. Why don't you let me tell him, and you can go up to field ops.
Okay, fine.
As he walks away, something niggles at the back of Jack's mind. He turns to see Tony acting suspiciously. Jack questions something in his mind and walks across the concourse to Adam.
Adam, is Tony set up for 30-minute status calls with Brad Hammond?
If he is, it's not in the books.
Thanks.
9:32. An unexpectedly radiant-looking Sherry Palmer is led by a flattering aide into Keeler's campaign office.
Thank you very much. John, hello.
How nice to see you. I don't believe you know Mark Kaner, my campaign manager.
No, I don't. Only by reputation, pleased to meet you.
How do you do? So, what brings you here?
Well, actually, it's a private matter, John.
Let us have a minute, Mark.
No problem.
Please.
I heard about the endorsements you lost this morning.
Daily fluctuation doesn't mean a thing.
Doesn't mean a thing. That's pretty optimistic, John. No, your campaign is imploding. By the time the press has a chance to analyze all the mistakes you made last night, you'll look like a desperate candidate gasping his last breath.
Look, Sherry, if you just came here to insult me, I'm rather
no,
busy.
No, John, on the contrary. Relax. I,
I came here because I can guarantee you a win in November. John, what I'm about to tell you, I will deny to my grave if you try to hold it against me. So that's clear, right? John, we are clear on that, right? David Palmer is an accessory to murder.
Whose murder?
Alan Milliken.
Alan Milliken died of a heart attack.
Yes, he did, but he didn't have to. His nitroglycerin was just an arm's length away, but he couldn't get to it because someone kept it from him.
Now, how could you possibly know that?
Because that someone was me.
Sherry, I think you had better leave right now.
Really? So you can watch your entire career leave with me?
If what you're saying is true, I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Oh, come on, spare me, John. You haven't gotten this far without getting a little dirt under your fingernails.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, of course not. But for the sake of conversation, just allow me to paint you a picture.
Please,
it won't take but a moment. Just indulge me.
Very well.
David lied to the chief of police last night in order to provide an alibi for me, and I can prove that he lied. No, you think about that. Proof that the president of the United States lied to cover a murder.
What kind of proof?
Besides my confession, I have the prescription bottle he was reaching for. I was holding it, and I have it in a very safe place.
You are talking about incriminating yourself. You would go to prison.
Yes, I know that. But so would David. David lied to the police to save himself. It's quite simple, John. All you have to do is go to David and tell him that you have his evidence, this medicine bottle with my fingerprints on it, and I guarantee you, David will drop out of the race, the party will be thrown into turmoil, and nobody, I mean nobody, will be able to touch you come November.
And for all of this,
you'll put me on the White House staff. Well, nothing so high that it'll raise too many eyebrows, but no.
All of this for you to be a mid-level staffer in my administration?
You and I both know that it would be a little more.
It's
been revised now that the exposure rate has changed.
So you're saying the casualty estimates have been projected upward?
Yes, sir, I'm afraid so.
By a factor of how many?
Now that the virus is out of the hotel and not completely contained, it could be as high as times five, sir.
All right, thanks, Dan. Keep me posted.
Yes, sir.
What is it?
I just got off the phone with one of my sources over at Keeler's headquarters. Sherry was there, meeting privately with Keeler.
When?
Just now.
Meeting Keeler about what?
He didn't know, David. So I was hoping you'd have some idea.
I don't know what she's doing, but we can't worry about that now. There are people dying here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, I don't like it, David. So let me put someone on this.
No. I brought Sherry in to fix a problem, and look what happened. Just let it be. We'll hear soon enough.
9:42. Saunders and a man at a computer.
What do you see?
They're trying to use Zelvin phone switches to find us.
The phone I called him with is shut off. Can't triangulate me, can they?
Not quickly, but they could use a trial and error process, and that could get them close.
And that's what they're
just like it.
Then we have to stop them. Come with me.
As they leave, Saunders' henchman picks up a pistol, and they walk across the drip-wet floor towards Michelle's prison room. A guard lets them both in, and the henchman grabs Michelle. When she tries to resist, he forces her hard down on the chair, pulls back her head by the hair, and brandishes a knife at her throat.
Your office is using our last phone conversation to locate us. How are they doing it? I'm committed to getting my daughter back.
You kill me and that'll never happen.
That's not the only option. You're an attractive woman. I'm guessing your husband would prefer you return without disfigurement.
I'm not telling you anything.
I have to talk with Almeida.
Keep your conversation short.
Almeida.
Let me paint you a picture. I have a sharp knife, the tip of which is drawing blood from your wife's face. Right now. If whatever you're doing to trace these phone calls doesn't stop in 30 seconds, she'll be unrecognizable.
Tony walks sheepishly across to a phone and contacts Chloe in Tech One.
O'Brien.
Shut down the trace.
Shut it down. I'm just starting to get something.
Do it now, Chloe.
Fine. Let me at least see if I can unscramble the audio.
No, I need you to hold off for a few minutes.
This doesn't make sense, Tony. I thought you wanted me to find Saunders.
I do. Just, I'll explain it to you later. I'm trying to pick up a thread on Saunders. Somebody in my own group may be working against us. I have quarantine zones springing up all over the place. I'm treading water here, Jack.
Why are you lying to me?
Lying? What are you talking about?
I just got off the phone with Hammond. He didn't have a status call scheduled.
I screwed up earlier. The SAT transmission on my system was forged by my own people. I should have noticed that it wasn't authentic before I ordered Baker off his post. I didn't. By the time I realized my mistake, it was too late. Saunders was gone.
What about the missing frames?
They must have been deleted by the same person who forged the SAT transmission. Look, I know this is big, Jack. And I promise you, I'll offer my resignation when this day is over. Right now, we got too much going on for me to step down.
Making a mistake is one thing. Covering it up is another. I can't let you stay in place. I am taking over command of CTU now.
I made a mistake, Jack.
No, Tony. You made two.
Fine. I'll make sure Adam sends over everything I got to your group.
9:46. Tony reels between shock and confusion. He hurries to a secluded corridor and tries to make a call on his cell phone. Adam sees him and bounds up to him carrying a computer disk. Tony is completely thrown.
Down the list.
What list?
The list of people on your team who can't account for their time when the SAT frames went missing.
Yeah, right.
Tony, it's very likely that someone on this list is working from within CTU to help Saunders.
Look, Adam, I'm not in charge of CTU anymore.
What are you talking about?
Jack and I decided it'd be best if he took over. Why don't you send that list over to Hammond, all right?
Tony avoids Adam's gaze and pounds his way along the concrete corridor deeper into the building. Cornered in the maze of CTU, he tries again to contact Saunders.
Yes?
I got a problem.
What problem?
Jack Bauer just relieved me of my command.
Why did he do that?
He found out I had deleted those satellite frames.
Does he know about our communication?
No, not yet. He thinks I'm just covering my mistake. But he's gonna find out soon.
Then I suggest you get my daughter out of there before he does.
Look, I might not be able to do this. I no longer have any authority at CTU.
You don't need authority, Tony. You just need to know that if you don't deliver Jane, for whatever reason, your wife will die.
Just like Ryan Chappelle died, just like the people at the Chandler Plaza Hotel died.
I'm gonna try to get her out. But if I can't...
If you can't, Michelle dies. Don't call me again until you have Jane safely away.
...9:48. End of part three.
Dad.
Kim, I need you to help me with something.
You have to clear it with Tony. He wants me to debrief with Ray Placecki about what's going on with Jane Saunders.
Tony just stepped down. I'm acting director of CTU until further notice.
What do you mean, Tony stepped down?
Tony's hiding something from me. I need you to help me find out what it is.
Why me?
Because right now I don't know who to trust. I need you to maintain a surveillance on every station here at CTU, anyone who checks in or out. And I also want you to track communications of Flag Higher in the code, too.
Where do you want me to do this?
Field ops, come on.
Thanks.
9:53. Jack accompanies Kim. As he passes by, Jack looks up to Tony in his office, who frets over images of Jane on his monitor.
Almeida.
Good news, Tony.
What is it?
I found a way to pull the voice track on the phone call you had with Saunders.
Have you listened to it yet?
No, the algorithm's still running, but once that's complete, I'll be able to do an analysis on the ambient sound and room tone.
All right, good work.
Tony nervously watches as Jack climbs the stairs to his office opposite. Jack calls Adam below on the concourse, while Tony uses an audio feed to secretly listen in on their conversation.
Adam, I want you to send your volumes up to Kim's computer. I have her checking something for me.
Okay.
Is Chloe still in Tech One?
As far as I know, she is.
Have her come up to my office. I need to speak with her.
Okay, I will check.
Thanks.
Tony immediately calls Adam.
Kaufman.
Yeah, Adam, I'm on the line with Chloe. We need the password 2824.
Okay. It's BCF19.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. Tony, Jack needs to see Chloe in his office right away.
All right, I'll tell her.
Thank you.
Tony patches into surveillance of Chloe in Tech One and begins to activate the code. Meanwhile, the algorithm cycle is completed, and Chloe is able to de-scramble Tony and Saunders' earlier phone conversation.
She's here.
Put her on.
No. You have my wife. I want to talk to her first. You have my wife. I want to talk to her first.
You have my wife?
System lockdown in Tech One.
Hello? Hello?
The phones are dead, and none of the consoles are operative. Tony watches in a panic as Chloe rushes over to the door. But it won't open. Tech One is completely shut down and sealed off.
Help! Somebody help! I'm locked in! Tech One, I'm locked in!
9:56. Short of time and desperately trying to keep control of events, Tony scuttles out of his office towards the observation room. Meanwhile, Jack addresses the whole of CTU from the concourse stairway.
Everybody, can I have your attention? Just stop working for a second. I need your attention. From this point forward, I am taking command of CTU. That includes field ops and all communications. Tony Almeida has stepped down. He is no longer in charge.
Tony confronts Jane's guard.
I'm taking Jane Saunders to division. Here's the order.
I don't have time to go into details, because right now we have to focus on finding Steven Saunders.
Come on, Pete. This is the order right here. If you don't believe me, call division. Talk to him yourself.
So unless you are working directly with NHS in defining the quarantine zones, I need you to get involved.
Tony knocks the guard unconscious with a stun gun.
Check with your superiors or hand out your assignments. We need to find this guy. Now.
Tony breaks into the observation room and leads away an unsuspecting and trusting Jane.
We're leaving right now.
Okay.
We're going out this bird here.
As Tony whisks Jane away, Kim begins to work her way through the system files over at Field Ops.
Chase, Chloe hasn't refreshed her Chrome tables in over 15 minutes. I thought she was working on the main system.
Yeah, she was. That's weird. She never forgets to do that.
What's going on?
Have you seen Chloe?
Yeah, she's over in Tech One.
Where are all the guards?
We don't need those guards anymore.
Why not? I thought you were worried about my father sending men in to get me.
We have agents on the streets. Don't worry about it.
9:57. Tony marches Jane out of CTU.
Kim, why can't I get a feed on Tech One?
Hang on. Someone blocked it.
We have a hostile inside. Override the access code now.
Thermal security, I need a 20 on Chloe O'Brien. Priority one sweep of the entire building.
Jack and Chase dash over to Tech One, guns at the ready.
Cover the back entrance.
Once in, Jack points his gun directly at Chloe.
Jack!
Chloe, step away from the computer! Now!
Tony, lock me in here! Saunders has Michelle. He's using her as leverage to get his daughter out.
Don't move. Security, this is Jack Bauer. I need a 20 on Tony Almeida. I repeat, I need a 20 on Tony Almeida.
Negative, Jack. He's not on any of the monitors.
When did he lock you in here?
About 10 minutes ago.
Tony drives away in his Ford Track.
Have security locked down the entire building.
Yes, sir.
Adam, I want every sat within range trained on us. I want to know everything that's exiting this building. Who's watching Jane Saunders?
Both guards are down. She's gone.
Jack races through the main exit out into the car park.
Exit security, I need a 20 on Tony Almeida.
This is Almeida. We're out, I've got her.
How long until satellite finds you?
About 30 minutes.
I'll give you further instructions in 20 minutes. Be at the northeast corner of Taylor and Vine.
Yeah, right.
As he drives Jane deep into Los Angeles, Tony anxiously checks his rearview mirror again and again for signs of pursuit. Meanwhile, Keeler mulls over Sherry's proposition. Chloe and Adam work up the latest leads on Tony and Saunders. Michelle prowls impatiently up and down her makeshift prison, while Jack curses Tony under his breath. 10 a.m. The end. We'll be right back.